In Clarion County's Licking Township, there are vibrant green hills, windy, narrow roads, and traffic signs posted just as much for the trucks and tractors as they are for the horses and buggies. When you pull up to Emmanuel Schmidt's home, you see acres of land, his woodworking shop, and carriages. The 49-year-old Amish farmer knows Obamacare is coming, but he doesn't quite know what that means.
But I'm really wondering, you know, what's going to happen with the health care. I don't know.
On October 1st, the health insurance exchanges open. The exchanges, a compare and contrast marketplace, are a key part of the Affordable Care Act, the landmark federal legislation that makes health insurance mandatory for most Americans.
The Amish have, from the beginning, been excused from Social Security on the grounds that they would refuse to collect it, that they practice their own kind of Social Security.
That's Karen Johnson-Wiener, a professor of anthropology at the State University of New York at Potsdam. She's been studying Amish culture for decades. The Amish don't pay into Social Security and Medicare, and they don't receive benefits from those plans. They'll be exempt from buying insurance on the health exchanges. There are an estimated 280,000 Amish in the United States. The largest populations are in Pennsylvania and Ohio. Emmanuel Schmidt says while they like to rely on holistic practices, sometimes they just need to see a doctor.
We like to go with natural, but if I cut my arm off, I have to get medical help. I got to do the correct thing.
Since the Amish don't have health insurance, when medical problems arise, they find ways to pay costly hospital bills.
We also, our group, the Amish group across America, helps each other. Whenever there's one little group like us that needs help, they'll write up to 50 other churches to get enough money, you know, to do it. So it's been working pretty good.
Schmidt handles medical business for the members of his church.
Am I saying this right? It's just right backwards the way you do it. You do it like an insurance company will get the money. They'll have the money. When the bill comes due, they'll pay it out of this. But there's actually some groups that have money ahead, but we usually just gather up the money to pay it after it happens. You know, we don't do it before it happens.
Schmidt's community has worked out a deal with UPMC Northwest in Seneca, where they pay cash for services. And he says if they pay within a month's time, they only have to pay a percentage of what the total bill is.
Like our Amish group has made an agreement with the hospital that as a group, as the whole, the elders and all, are responsible for each individual bill. If I make a hospital bill and can't pay it, then it's the whole group's responsibility to pay that bill, see? And then they give us a substantial discount.
UPMC wouldn't comment on the deal, except to say that since 2008, it's worked out deals for several Amish and Mennonite communities in northwestern Pennsylvania. Others in their Amish community say the deal has helped out tremendously.
With our last baby, we were in for 5 days in the ICU. That was a bill we could handle this way, otherwise it would have been pretty difficult.
Like Danny Zier, who owns a hardware and roofing store.
Well, yeah, just last year my brother-in-law fell about 8 foot and ruptured his spleen, and he was in the hospital for 5 days or something like that, and it was, instead of being 100,000, it was 20 or whatever. So that's a big difference, yeah.
Because the Amish don't operate cars, when they go to the hospital, they rely on Mick Robertson to drive them. As a township supervisor of a majority Amish community, Robertson serves as a bridge to the outside world for them. But some of the questions they ask, like about the Affordable Care Act, he doesn't know the answers to. And he doesn't always know where to go to get those answers. Emmanuel Schmidt.
That's been really a question to me. I'm just not sure. Mick would know a lot more how that's going to...
I don't know anything about it.
Robertson, a farmer, operates the taxi service with his wife, Maggie. He originally bought the van to transport seedlings.
Got the van. I don't think we had the van 2 days. It was sitting in the backyard here, and one of the Amish neighbors came over and says, "Oh, I see you got a van. We want to go to, you know, wherever they were going to that evening. Can we take a bunch of us over there?" So it kind of started from there.
Even when they do go to hospitals, the Amish primarily speak Pennsylvania Dutch. English is a second language. There aren't translators. And even when the Amish do speak English, because there isn't much interaction with outsiders, they don't understand all of the medical and legal terminology. One way this gap has been bridged is through Homer Schreckengast, a concierge physician in Katanning. Twice a month, he travels to Licking Township, sets up at Danny Zier's shop, and provides health care to the Amish on a first-come, first-served basis.
I mean, it is like a home visitor house call throughout their community, except they all come to one location, so I don't have to bounce from house to house.
He sees about 30 patients a visit and maintains about 400 active Amish medical charts. While he's there, he does everything from checking newborns to cyst removal to blood testing. The cost of a visit averages around $50.
I think the Amish community is definitely different than the traditional medical community just because they don't run to the doctor for every little thing, and things can be let go for a long time before they actually show up in front of you. So we tend to see a much more advanced disease process when we see it, from extreme cases of Lyme disease where most people think they get bit by a tick and they get a bullseye rash and joint pain. We see the neurological consequences there, you know, the end stage of that disease process.
Danny Zier, who owns the hardware store, said there was hesitation at first to let Schreckengast in.
Well, he come in here one day and says, "Hey, you guys need a doctor." We was like, "What do we need a, you know, what do we want a doctor at the Amish farms for?" But then we started getting them.
But Schreckengast immediately diagnosed some serious medical illnesses, earning the community's trust. He started off in Zier's kitchen. Since then, the doctor has had two rooms built in the basement of the hardware store, and that was nearly 3 years ago. Like Schmidt, Zier doesn't know much about the healthcare law. He just hopes there isn't anything he's mandated to do.
It might affect me more than I think, but that's, you know, to us, it's something that we hope somebody else takes care of, and we don't. Very involved in how it works and what it's all about.
I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.